when Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
You know what the problem is? You know why they're missing?
Why?
Hail Hydra.
All right. Count us down. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Two Angry Nerds podcast. Normally three angry nerds, but...
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra. If you've seen The Winter Soldier, this will make total sense. This is going to be primarily a huge... Winter Soldier spoiler chat. So if you haven't seen the movie, I would suggest you just don't listen to this episode of the podcast until you do. But we're going to also talk about some news because we always do that. With me is Lucas.
Yeah.
Which you and I both saw The Winter Soldier. And,
yeah, we actually saw it both at the same time. So, you know.
Yeah.
For instance,
and our viewpoints are totally synced up.
Pretty much, yes.
We'll talk about Winter Soldier in a bit, but... onto the news that matters. Star Wars Episode 7, the new one that's coming out. Apparently, they're already shooting in Morocco and in neighboring Tanzania. I totally butchered that name.
You know, Morocco has some good prostitutes, right? That's what I heard.
That's probably what it is, right? There's going to be some prostitutes in the new Star Wars movie.
So what I hear, that's what Morocco is all about.
Yeah. Apparently, this is also close to where Tatooine was shot in the first movie. So, there's a bunch of rumors that this is basically just going back to Tatooine, which, can I just say, I think it always comes back to Tatooine, so...
Well, that and Coruscant, one of the two.
Yeah, so it's not really surprising that they're shooting there. I guess we'll find out more, which apparently, they're saying that... There's a rumor right now that they're going to do a full reveal of the cast and everything around May 4th. So that's kind of the rumors, May 4th, when they're just going to dump everything on.
May the 4th be with you? Yes.
May the 4th be with you. That's smart. It's a good day to do it.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Well, the movie's coming out, what, next year?
Yeah, I want to say. I forget. I know they announced a release date, but...
Man...
That's going to take a lot of, like...
No rush.
No rush.
Just make it perfect.
Just make sure there's no Jar Jar Binks and shit. We should be fine.
Yeah. And all that hygiene stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of space epics, Nathan Fillion, who a lot of people will know from his stints on Firefly and Serenity, mainly... Few other things too. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Dr. Horrible's karaoke machine, that one too.
Yeah.
He plays a superhero.
He was also he's been in like a few movies and stuff.
Yeah, he's been in a few movies.
He's one of those things you see and you're like, oh, it's Nathan Fillion, but you know. Apparently he apparently is putting out this rumor that he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. So big question is who's he playing?
I heard it might be Doctor Strange. That's what I kept hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he might be actually playing Doctor Strange. But if that was true, they should have been calling Doctor Strange a while, shouldn't they?
My guess is that's probably Nova.
Nova? Him is Nova?
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless they're planning to take like a comedic spin on him, yes. But Nathan Phillips isn't really... Doesn't really do serious roles, nor can he do them, I think.
I think Nova's always kind of been a bit of a comedic character. It's Marvel, too. Almost all their movies, no matter how serious things get, it's always jokey.
Nova is very much be able to play with because Nova doesn't really have a good backstory, nor is he really well known. Yeah. It's not like Spider-Man where they fuck up his history and everybody's like, what the fuck? Fuck you, Spider-Man. Like, no, it's the Nova has, he's a guy that flies around and does power of the Nova Force. And
basically, he's a ripoff of Green Lantern.
He's not really a ripoff of Green Lantern. He doesn't like get a ring on and be like, hey, I'll make sexy ladies. And sexy
he has a helmet. But
no, that is a big difference.
The only reason I'd say Nova is that we know the Nova Corps are in this movie, so
the Nova Corps is okay. So I'll give you.
I kind of feel like, you know, if they're gonna have Nova Corps, they might as well have the Nova in it, and he seems like he looks the part, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I can see that.
But I definitely think Doctor Strange would be cool.
Doctor Strange, I see him being a good Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because he's all strange. Ooh.
And you'll finally get your wizard battle.
Finally. But I'll never get it because Hail Hydra. Ever.
Tony Cavill has been cast as Victor Von Doom, Dr. Doom, in the Fantastic Four remake.
Who?
Yeah. He kind of plays a bit of a creepy dude, so... I looked at his IMDb and I looked at some of his pictures and I haven't really seen anything that he's in. Apparently he was in War Horse and a few other things, but I don't recognize him.
War Horse, yay!
But he looks creepy, so, you know.
Good job, he got that. Yeah, you know, they gotta make sure it's creepy, considering that you got, you know, black human torch and,
I always made the joke that if they really wanted to make Doom menacing, they should have hired that that guy that killed the little black kid in the suburbs. George Zimmerman.
There you go, George Zimmerman. Now it's all good now.
make him the villain. Yeah.
Well, they might as well go off to the left tangent because they already are like black human torch. Like what?
Yeah. Speaking of odd villains, Corey Michael Smith is set to play the Riddler in the Gotham TV show. He's a scrawny looking guy. He looks like he could fit the bill of the Riddler, but Gotham's kind of going to be the Riddler. I guess it'll be the Riddler's origins.
I don't know if this TV show is going to do any good though, because it's like doesn't have anything to do with Batman, and everybody likes Batman. I don't know why everybody doesn't want to watch. I don't get it. Is there at least like Nightwing and Wing and Robin going to be in there at least?
Well, I don't think so. This is the problem too, right? Like, you know, generally the time frame of how these characters come to be. So the show is going to essentially try to fit these villains' origins in with Batman's origins, and I don't know if necessarily it's all going to kind of make sense, or if it's just gonna jar you and be like, what the fuck?
It's gonna jar you, dude. It's gonna jar you right to hell.
Yeah. Like, it's gonna be weird when you're seeing Catwoman in a little leather outfit when Batman's kind of like, figuring himself out. I'm just like,
Catwoman, that was just horrible. I thought it was an elf. When you actually show me that picture, I'm just like, is that an elf? Is this for like Lord of the Rings? It's Catwoman.
She looks like a gothic JonBenet Ramsey. Like, it's just kind of creepy.
It's kind of creepy. I don't disagree. It's like,
I don't know. I haven't seen her, like, in action or anything. So, this could all totally change, but, yeah.
Well, they just hire a porn star and be done with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just put a porn star in. We've already seen her naked, so it's all right. When we see this show, we'll be like, hey, this show's popular, and I'm going to go on the internet, and I'm going to find some Pornhub site, and like look up her naked, like, hey, there you go. Now I'm popular with the show. They should do.
Speaking of slaves, the 12 years a slave actor, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Good pronunciation.
I'm sure I butchered that. He played the lead in the 12 years a slave. He also was in Serenity as well. He's up for the role of the Bond villain in the new Bond movie. So,
is that a Bond film going out?
Yeah, there's a new one.
It's Daniel Craig's last one, isn't it?
I think they extended it for a few more. I think he might have two more on top of this.
Oh, really? He actually extended it? I heard he was like done with it. It's like, I don't want to be James Bond anymore. Oh, Pierce Brosnan got pissed off when he got kicked off.
Well, here's the thing, too, right? Like, Daniel Craig, that's pretty much all he really does anymore, really, is just make Bond movies.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't do a lot.
That's what Pierce Brosnan did for a while, was make Bond film movies.
And that's, yeah, you know, hey, you know, if you're him, you know, that's steady income. Can't complain with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but it'll be interesting. Bond villains always kind of can be interesting. Though he's going to have a gimmick, so I wonder what his gimmick's going to be.
Well, the last guy, he was gay, and he was, like, with M6, and his mouth was all chewed off because he swallowed or chewed on, it, like, a poison pill or something.
Yeah. And then the one in, what's his name?
Not saying Skyfall was bad. Skyfall was pretty fucking awesome. Just saying the villain was kind of...
That was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, yeah, and I think that's what it's supposed to be, so...
They also, like, ripped off a lot from, like, The Dark Knight and all that, having, you know, him want to be captured and all that. I thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, Bond movies should normally be better than this, but whatever. Generally a good movie, so...
It was generally a good movie, yeah.
Moving on. So, Lucas, have you been a fan of Nintendo products as of late?
A fan of Nintendo products as of late? I only have a Wii. I have not bought... Like, honestly, when the Wii U came out, I thought it was supposed to be an extension for the Wii. Like, they're... I don't know. Like, I don't know what the Wii is supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Well, apparently... Satoru Iwata, who's the current CEO and president of Nintendo, possibly might not return as president, considering that he's not bringing in new revenue for Nintendo. So essentially, they're just bleeding money under his not-so-watchful eye.
So well, it's their fault. They only have to do is make a Pokemon MMO. They make a Pokemon MMO, they're all of a sudden, you'd have a shit ton of money. Literally, everybody would quit World of Warcraft and play Pokemon MMO.
Yeah.
I play Pokemon MMO. You play Pokemon MMO. Who wouldn't play Pokemon MMO?
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. Even people are like, why don't you put, like, classic games on the iPhones or whatever? You know, they'd make really good money if they did that, you know.
Or make a gritty Metroid. Or, like, you know, do another Mario Brothers that isn't going to suck. How about, like, I don't know. We have a Zelda, and, like, we haven't done something with Zelda in a long time. The last Zelda game I heard sucked balls.
Yeah.
The Skyward Sword. Like, make a Zelda game. Don't be like, I can flick around my sword with my Wii remote. No.
Yeah, no.
No. No.
Like...
Unless it's going to be porn, you're not going to put the Wii remote. This doesn't work.
They did so well in the SNES and NES days, and I think the N64, while it wasn't, I don't know if it was as popular as the PlayStation X, but it was a pretty good system overall.
Well, N64 didn't sell as well as the PlayStation, but
it's pretty good.
When Ocarina of Time came out, yeah, it just sold everything.
Yeah. I think they just got to get back to the days when they were just, they made a simple console and simple, you know, games. And now they're trying to deviate from that by, you know, making things gimmicky, and it's not working.
And they need third-person parties, too. They need third-person.
Well, that's the thing. When they make these weird controllers, if you're making a game for the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, you know, are you looking at this and console and it's basically like, oh, okay, I guess we can make this work with this really weird controller, I guess.
Well, because you gotta think about it, though. Like, even Beautiful Joe, which should have been an awesome game from Capcom, didn't do so well because it went on the GameCube.
Yeah.
So,
even the GameCube, like, it was a pretty... It was the last time that they really just kind of went easy and didn't go too crazy with it.
The GameCube was a wonderful machine. Double Dash, Mario.
Yeah, Metroid Prime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Metroid Prime, that's what I mean. Like, why can't you just do this again? Pokemon MMO. Like, literally, you go out in the field, you see a Pokemon, you catch the Pokemon, you release the Pokemon, Pokemon chases you around, you have your little action bars, and you, like, catch a Pokemon. Like, fucking be awesome.
I would say that that one's a free idea on us, but I feel like that idea is...
And people could have, like, Pokemon battles wherever. Like, you just have, like, all of a sudden Rita pops up, and you can start having Pokemon. Like, dude! Pokemon MMO! Fucking do it!
It's so easy. It'd be easy money for them.
Oh, but just...
Hopefully they fire this guy and they finally just get somebody who actually knows how they can manage.
Yeah, like me! Just hire me!
You're the CEO and president of Nintendo.
If I was the president of Nintendo, I would give them so much fucking money, they wouldn't even believe it. I'd be like, fuck you! I get a new system.
It's like three words, guys. Mass Effect 4. Exclusive. Nintendo exclusive.
No, no, no. Mass Effect 3. The better ending. We're
moving on to
automatic things. System bio. Like, we'll actually give you three endings instead of, like, one ending with three different endings. Because they're not, like, oh, it's an artist look. No, it's a fucking video game.
That was a really bad ending. And speaking of things that... I can't segue. I tried, but I can't segue into this. But the All Hail the King actor, Matt Gerald, who played a prisoner in the All Hail the King one-shot, apparently he's joined Ant-Man, which is kind of weird.
Are you talking about the guy that was interviewing him?
No, it was a fellow prisoner. So it wasn't the guy that was interviewing him. It was just like a generic prisoner. Apparently he's joined Ant-Man, which kind of makes it interesting because this guy's already been in an MCU movie. Well,
that doesn't matter.
So.
Unless you're a main character, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Which, you know, they could just be recasting him, like, who knows. Or maybe he's secretly a villain. Maybe like a lower, you know, B or C grade villain that they're just kind of like, they introduced you to, but you don't really know.
Has he ever been a Human Laser?
Yeah, like Human Laser or something like that, right?
He'll be the Human Laser. That's what he's going to be.
Yeah. Something like that, or Whirlwind or something like that. It's like just like a really, like, not so popular villain.
Whirlwind.
Yeah. Daredevil. Apparently somebody's acknowledging that he's the popular choice right now. It's Michael C. Hall, who was the main actor on Dexter. He was also on 6 Feet Under, where he played a gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good actor. Arguably now, like, in the last few years when he was on Dexter, the writing on that show went to shit. And he kind of, you know, when the writing is shit, the actor kind of just looks bad due to that poor writing. I still think he's a good actor. I know a lot of people shit on him because Dexter went downhill so fast. But I think generally he's still a pretty good actor. Have you ever... you know, seen any of his stuff?
Kind of, yeah. I've seen some of his stuff.
I think he was in that movie Gamer, I want to say.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, I have it on my shelf in plastic wrap. We haven't watched it yet still.
Really?
No, we haven't watched it at all. Like, Christine got it for me. She's like, here, Lucas. I'm like,
I think I watched it and I was just like, this makes no sense. Few other quick little tidbits of news. Drew Goddard, who directed Cabin in the Woods, he's been confirmed as the director for the Spider-Man spin-off, The Sinister Six. Sinister Six? Bleh. What do you think, Lucas? Are you excited for this?
Because he's a Hydra agent, that's why.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra. That's the only reason why, man. It's because it's Hydra. It's a problem.
Did you watch Game of Thrones? The new.
No, I don't have anything else to watch it on. I don't have a cable box to watch it on. Netflix is a choice, so no!
Okay. We'll talk about Game of Thrones next week when we're back to regular form. Okay. So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to give you, like, a few seconds of a spoiler alert before we dive deep, deep, deep
Hail Hydra.
Into Winter Soldier. Yeah, Hail Hydra. So I'm going to give you a few seconds, pause the podcast, leave it, whatever.
Jerk off a little bit, man. You definitely need it.
All right,
treat yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so we're getting full into Winter Soldier talk. Lucas, we saw it on Sunday, and interesting experience. We laughed at some of the stupid ads. The one where the girls are like, we're in a commercial.
What was that again? I can't remember that now. Wow, I have a bad memory.
That was like a bank commercial.
Oh, was it? Oh.
It was really bad, though.
Oh, okay.
So, Lucas, what was your overall impression of The Winter Soldier?
Meh. Wasn't that like what you were explaining to me over Facebook was like, this is going to be the new Dark Knight? And I'm like, oh, okay. So I went with high expectations, unfortunately. And it was kind of meh.
Yeah. I know going into it, a lot of people were like, oh, it's the best comic book movie since The Dark Knight and Avengers and all this. And I don't know. I don't think it was a bad movie by any means.
No, it was a lot better than the first one. Compared to the first one, this one was a miracle.
Yeah.
So, if you want to treat that like The Dark Knight, where like the series' second movie was really fucking good, yes, that's the way you should look at it.
We'll get into like what we liked and didn't like, I guess. Yeah, like let's start with what did you like the most about this movie?
The action sequences are really well done. I was amazed by how much kung fu that these guys can do. Just one of the things, like the jokes were really well done. Like, you know, we see Hawk, is it Hawkman? Or I don't think his name is Hawkman.
Falcon.
Falcon, thank you. Yeah. The Falcon's running around and like, it's like on your left. Like, if you say one more fucking time, I'm going to hurt you, man.
Yeah. It was very well written.
Yeah, it was very well written.
And, onto that point too, I think they did a really good job, because if you look back at Iron Man 2, part of the reason that movie got bogged down is because they took the focus away from Iron Man and put it on characters like Black Widow and War Machine and all that. And I felt like this movie, like going into it, I was kind of worried that they could do the same thing where perhaps they lose sight of their main character, in this case, Captain America. But they did a really good job of handling all these characters without losing focus on Cap.
Like, not still too much focus, yeah. It still felt like it was like Captain America and S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. But still, it was still there.
Yeah.
But Captain America was part of S.H.I.E.L.D., so you understood that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. I think they did a good job of making sure that you still remember that it was an Captain America movie. I think Falcon was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I did appreciate What's-Her-Face. I can't remember her name. I should know her name. Black Widow covering up a little bit. I always thought it was really weird that you have a super spy and she's never covering up her boobs. It's just like, you know, you're supposed to be like not like, you know, when you're supposed to be attractive, you wear, you know, whatever lingerie, whatever else.
Yeah.
But when you're in public, you probably shouldn't be wearing, you know, clothes that attract males. Like, hey, that lady's cool. I'm going to stalk her.
She definitely, you know, and hey, she still had shots like that. Like, I noticed there was a bit of side boob here and there. I'm not to say that I didn't, you know, be like, oh, hey, but at the same time, too, it wasn't too gratuitous. They did. There was a couple scenes where, yeah, they definitely showed off her ass and all this, but.
Yeah, but it's not. It wasn't really like the main attraction she was in Avengers and previously in Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Generally.
But Iron Man 2. Well, go ahead.
You go ahead.
But in Iron Man 2, she was dressed up as a whore because that's what she was trying to do. Yeah. So.
She was trying to seduce him and all that.
Yeah.
What else did I like about this movie? Oh, we'll kind of get into this too, but the end credit scenes, both of them I kind of felt were effective. I actually kind of liked the last one over the first one that showed the mid-credits one.
Oh, yes.
The mid-credits one was basically setting up Age of Ultron, but what I liked about the last one was that it basically confirmed that Winter Soldier at least acknowledges that he's, you know,
He's Bucky.
He's like, oh, fuck, this is me?
I called it right at the beginning, though. I'm like, oh, they're focusing on Bucky. I bet you the Winter Soldier's Bucky. I haven't even read the comic books. Yeah. I was, like, calling that.
Well, it's pretty, like, you know, like, we took our girlfriends, and my girlfriend was like, it's his friend? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I've read the comic, and even if you watch the trailers for this movie,
is that what she was doing the whole entire time? Because every time there's like a distraction to my right, and she's like pulling on you, and I'm like, so every time she's pulling on, she's like, is this what's going on? You're like, yes, woman, shut up, I'm watching the movie.
Yeah, I didn't mind, but it was kind of funny because she goes, like, is that, like, there was a part where they were name dropping Stephen Strange. She goes, oh, they said Bruce Banner. And I'm like, no, doesn't fucking care. I don't fucking care they mentioned Bruce Banner. We heard Stephen Strange. I'm a lot more interested.
Strange.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was awesome to hear, you know. Because, remember back in Thor, they referenced Hank Pym. And now we're getting an Ant-Man movie. So, to hear them name drop Stephen Strange, it's like, okay, at least we know. You know, Doctor Strange is on the radar. He's forthcoming. So that got me really excited.
This is probably going to be a third phase. That's what I figured.
Oh, yeah, by far. Their second phase is already pretty much over, so... And we're going to probably hear about the third phase this year's Comic-Con, my guess.
Well, what's left except Guardians of the Galaxy right now?
Okay, we're going to add Alex to the call. Oh, look who's here, finally.
Hey, am I late?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I don't know. Is it 3:38? Yes, it is. So let me guess.
Fuck you, I just woke up, all right?
Well, guys, here's our third angry nerd. And he's coming right at the ripe opportunity when we're talking about the Winter Soldier.
He's raging already.
Wait, how far are we into this?
We're almost done.
Right into the end.
We're almost done. Anyways.
This is why we have to do the show later.
No, we're doing it. We're fine. Anyways, whatever. So, on to...
Where's Jordan?
Jordan's... I don't know. Jordan's just being Jordan.
Jordan's no show.
No, Jordan's a no show. So... I gotta get to the one thing I didn't like about this movie. And keep in mind, when I say that this is the thing I didn't like about this movie, this is like chicken scratch. Like, it's not really... It didn't really take away from the movie too much for me, but it was Robert Redford's character. I felt like they were building up to him being a bit more than what he was on the surface.
Hail Hydra.
And then they just, like, they didn't do anything with it. And... There was that line where Black Widow was releasing the S.H.I.E.L.D. files, and he goes, oh, is the world ready to see you as you are? And she goes, oh, well, I could say the same for you. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck. She knows that he's like Alexander Lucan or like Red Skull or something crazy like that. But it wasn't anything. Like... It was
just a cock battle. It was just the whole entire, like, oh, you see this? Well, I'm charismatic than you are. Mm.
I just felt like for them to bring back Hydra, they should have had, like, a face, like somebody that was leading Hydra.
Yeah.
Bob from Deadpool.
I think maybe they could be saving that.
Well, that's kind of the problem, right, is they could have even just had a throwaway line where they're like, they're going to be like, oh, Von Strucker's going to be mad with you or something like that. But they never did anything like that. They say that for an after credit.
We do see Von Strucker.
Yeah, we did. But at the end of the day, I felt like they didn't really give a concrete sense of who's leading this new Hydra. And yeah, we got to see Von Strucker afterwards. But in terms of the actual movie, like, it just kind of pissed me off that they were just like, oh, Hydra's back. But nobody's really leading it.
Nobody needs to do it because when you cut off one head, there's two head appears.
Yeah.
Hydra.
And like, I didn't really quite believe that it was.
What happens if you cut off a dick? Does two dicks appear?
Yes. Hail Hydra. Like, I've been doing that all day. When everybody says to me, like, hey, I don't know what's going on. Well, now you know what's what? Hail Hydra. God damn it, Lucas.
I have the Hydra symbol on my phone now my wallpaper.
Hail Hydra.
I want a t-shirt with the Hydra symbol.
I made one, like, myself the other day.
Hail Hydra.
Where it was Luigi whispering to Iwata, the president of Nintendo, and I just put Hail Hydra.
Hey, I'm a Luigi. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
It's a Mario. Hail Hydra.
I did like how they handled the Winter Soldier. They didn't go too far with it in terms of having him just do a complete 180 during the movie, you know. He was a villain.
I thought he was very memorable in what he was given.
Yeah. Like, they had him basically be a villain up until the end. And
yeah.
Yet, if you stayed for that after credit sequence, it was basically like, there is some good left in him. He's still basically able to redeem himself in a way. But they never did that in this movie, which I liked.
They never went over why he like, himself Winter Soldier, though. That's the thing I didn't like.
Yeah.
No, the people controlling him call him the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's... They never
because really because he was operational in the Cold War.
Yeah.
Ah.
And, Yeah. I thought generally...
And that was really, like... You know that scene how you just see his silhouette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was really creepy.
Yeah. Well, he was basically the Terminator.
I thought that was great, yeah.
He was the Terminator, basically. Like,
they shot that and everything. And then Robert Redford shot Consuela.
Shut up, Doc.
You bitch. Should have not, Doc, bitch. Hail Hydra.
She's such a bitch. She should have just been like, I'm not coming back for my phone. Fuck this. But yeah, no. Generally, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all chicken scratch. At the end of the day, it was still a good movie. Yes. I'd yeah, say same, yeah. It's my favorite of the Solo movies.
No.
Really?
To me, this is flat out the best superhero movie.
I don't
know. Oh, wow, you take it that far, eh?
I'm not going to say it's better than the Avengers. Because I really thought the Avengers was better than this. But
yeah, by far.
I thought this had, like, a better, like, plot than the Avengers. Like, it was more plot-heavy.
Yeah, no. I generally just kind of liked... I just liked how everything kind of worked in the Avengers.
I can see how you could think, like, because the Avengers was more fun.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was more serious.
And the thing, at least, and it all comes back to the villain, you know, at the end of the day, Loki was a very clear villain, you know, there wasn't really too much else to him. He was basically wanting to conquer Earth and make it his realm. Redford's character, I'm kind of like, okay, so are you a Hydra lapdog? Are you really somebody else in disguise? Like, I don't know. I felt like his character...
You don't know? El Hydra.
Hail Hydra. I felt like he was underdeveloped. And you know what? Nowadays with these one-shots, who knows? They might bring him back and do something else with his character. They did that with the Mandarin, so it's not... exactly out of the realm of possibility that they can just bring Redford back and have do something else with him. But I've just kind of like, okay, I will say this, he wasn't as underdeveloped as Malekith was.
Yeah,
because I felt Malekith was way underdeveloped. Redford at least was a bit more developed, but I do feel like, and I was saying this in our Facebook messages, but I felt like Red Skull was probably in the script at one point, and they wrote him out. Because it kind of shows to me. Like, it feels like there was something else in this story that they just removed. It just kind of, I don't know, seems apparent to me.
God damn it, Hugo Weaving.
I bet you what happened was they probably had him in it, and he was like, I'm not in this movie. I'm not doing this.
You know, yeah, and yet he will play Megatron.
Yeah. He's got the weirdest standards for roles. He's like, nah, I'm not playing that Red Skull again, but yeah, I'll be in any Michael Bay movie, you know? Like, you know,
what the fuck? Well, it's just a voice. He doesn't actually in the movie, so.
But, I don't know. And that's the thing is, you know, we were talking too that, you know, Red Skull is basically the Joker to Captain America as Batman, you know? He's always there, and I kind of felt like they just kind of missed that opportunity to bring him back, and I feel like that was probably just like a behind-the-scenes bullshit. But Armin Zola was done well, you know.
Oh, yeah. I thought they really, like they MCU'd him quite well, because I was worried, like, it's going to come off a bit cheesy, like a guy, like, in, like, a robot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he handled it well. And that scene was great, how they're just telling him, they're telling Cap about everything that's happened, how Hydra's taken over everything.
And now there's the rumors of all these Easter eggs, like the 19-year-old valedictorian. Everyone's trying to figure out who that is.
Yeah. I think I realized why Jordan's not here.
He's probably jerking out to Chloe Grace Moretz.
Hail Hydra.
He's the Hydra agent.
Yeah, Hail Hydra.
Oh, he was the Hydra agent of our podcast.
Yeah. He was the Hydra agent.
Makes sense.
Because Hydra's in everything. Everything. Yeah.
So, with S.H.I.E.L.D. being gone, I think this makes the MCU quite interesting going forward.
We'll find out tonight.
Well, yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back tonight. And how they're going to address that S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically disbanded now.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, you're out of a job.
Pretty much. But I think what you're going to see...
Is there a new episode or something?
Sorry?
Is it a new episode or new season today or something like that?
It's a new episode, and this one directly addresses what happens in Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
Which, it's going to be pretty interesting because considering they're agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been disbanded...
The S.H.I.E.L.D. show's actually doing something that's Marvel? Oh!
Actually, well, you were like... when we were walking home from the movie, you're like, when are we going to see Deathlok on screen? And I'm like, dude, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has had Deathlok on for like the last few weeks.
Yeah, damn it, Lucas.
I don't watch that. I watched the first episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I was like, ah, but I'm done.
They have considerably improved that show, I feel.
Oh, you're one of those assholes that just watch one episode and then are done.
Hey, he did that with True Detective.
I watched that episode where that guy got his superpowers and he's supposed to be like, Duke Fantastic, and then I watched the next episode.
That was Deathlok.
Like, what's his face got kidnapped, and I was like, nope, I'm done.
I think you're gonna see S.H.I.E.L.D. come back. They'll probably just kind of rebuild it from the ground up.
And did you notice something at the end? Maria Hill, like, walking into Stark Industries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, like, that's the former new S.H.I.E.L.D.? With, like, her as the director?
If anything,
she's a Hydra agent. Yeah, Hail Hydra.
If anything, it would be Tony Stark as the director.
Yeah.
Which I think is much more appealing in the sense that when he was director of S.H.I.E.L.D., he fucked a lot of shit up. He was responsible for Civil War, so there you go.
He wasn't responsible for Civil War.
Yeah, he was.
No, was it, like, the sole responsibility for it? No. At first, he was all like, yeah, this is stupid.
But he,
and then he got an order from
the
United States.
He was behind the registration
States,
side.
Like,
the main reason was that reality superhero TV show that they had.
Yeah.
It's always reality TV. Fucks everything.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, Nitro, how's it going? Here's my schlong. And so Nitro's like, oh, well, guess what? Boom. And it killed everybody.
I want to see a superhero version of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's Winter Soldier and Kim Kardashian.
Different housewives of superheroes. You got, like, you know, like, Propots and, like, Mary Jane. Okay. All drunk and trashed out. Oh, that's great.
Do you guys want to talk about the Doctor Strange reference?
We already kind of did.
Oh, okay. Cool. Talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I want to see how this is going to affect Age of Ultron. Because I guess now, you know, if someone's going to bring them together, it's going to be one of the original Avengers, like Tony Stark or something like that. It's not going to be, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. bringing them together this time.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to see them as an actual superhero team in the Avengers 2, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like, Avengers was, they were more of a S.H.I.E.L.D. team. Like, they were more like the Secret Avengers than anything.
And also, too, I think the Winter Soldier also is completely setting up the Agent Carter show, too, because, you know, they addressed a lot of stuff, and you're kind of like, huh, like, how is Stark getting killed?
That's something I didn't like. Like, the old Peggy Carter, that looked horrible.
I kind of
see CGI on her and stuff.
I was kind of thinking, I'm like, is Steve going to, like, rape her? Because she's not going to remember.
Come here. Let me stick my dick in it.
Peggy, I never got a chance. Just one sec. You'll forget in a few minutes anyways.
Don't worry, it's for America.
It's for America.
It's for America. Oh, like Captain America. What's that? Hail Hydra. God fucking damn, Peggy!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
They didn't really do much for Sharon Carter in this movie. But whatever.
She actually had a bigger role than I thought she would.
Yeah, like, I thought it would just be a cameo. It'd
just be like, one scene, here I am, see me in the next movie.
Oh, and Crossbones was not bad, I thought.
Oh, yeah. I loved Crossbones in this.
He was so badass.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him, like, with the mask and everything in the third movie.
I know it, when they were doing interviews, he's like, oh, it's basically Crossbones Origins. And it was pretty much that, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny too.
What I found, oh, go on.
Well, when we were in the theater, it was so funny. I was so excited for Winter Soldier. I don't know about Lucas, but when we were seeing it, Guardians of the Galaxy trailer came on, and I just all of a sudden forgot about Winter Soldier. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for Guardians of the Galaxy.
There was a big cheer for that in my cinema.
The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, my girlfriend hasn't seen it yet. And when she saw it, she was laughing. She's like, oh, that's pretty funny. So I'm like, okay, we're going to go see this.
You should have seen my uncle. He's like, you know that bit when Gamora comes on screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, my uncle's like, she looks like a fucking druggie. And for some reason, that just made me laugh. Like, and he said it so seriously.
It's like off to the left wing. He's such a druggie.
Okay. So, all right. Overall, what would you guys give this, like, out of 10?
10 out of 10, flat out.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. That was good.
I'd give it about a 6.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a low rating.
A very low rating on my part. I was going to say 7, but probably 6.5.
It's only a 6.5 because you didn't see Doctor Strange. You didn't get your wizard battle.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going with that one.
But to be fair,
I give it 3.5 minus points. Oh, you mentioned Doctor Strange. There's no Doctor Strange wizard battle. Yeah, fuck this. 6.5 now.
And to be fair, you raised it by 4 points because you saw the Maleficent trailer before the movie.
That's true.
You were so excited for that trailer.
I was very excited for that trailer.
Wait, you're looking forward to the Maleficent movie?
Hells yes.
Why?
Hail Hydra.
Okay, that explains it.
All right, so we have some emails.
Can't you get your penis erect, Hail Hydra?
This email's from Scott.
This is barbecue sauce instead of ketchup, Hail Hydra. What the fuck, man?
That makes no sense.
Yes, it does, because Hydra's into everything, man. That's why I got 6.5.
I want to see Hydra make condoms.
Alright. Well, let's.
Hydra's in everything!
Instead of rating the movie.
Hydra's like evil beans!
We're going to rate us now, according to Scott, because you may remember a couple of weeks ago we made predictions of what was going to happen for this movie. And Scott has graded us. So. Says, hello, Curtis, Alex, Lucas, and Hail Hydra, Jordan. I added that little Hail Hydra part. Remember your predictions for the Winter Soldier? Well, I've kept track, and it's time to measure up. Curtis said Fury dies, which he didn't. Yeah, that's true. He didn't die. He did kind of die. Fake die.
But in spirit, he died.
I got a half mark for that. Maria Hill becomes director of S.H.I.E.L.D. No, that didn't happen. Find out how far-reaching Hydra is. Yeah, we got that. Red Skull returns? Fucking no, we didn't get that.
Nope.
And stuff all ties to Hydra. So he says that I get a half mark because some things I got right, some things I got wrong. Alex said S.H.I.E.L.D. will be different and Hydra is born in modern times. And that Cap will be different. You get 1 mark.
I got all those right.
Yeah. Jordan said S.H.I.E.L.D. will become a dark organization and Cap will be world weary. And he gets 1 mark. So apparently you guys are tied and I get a half mark, so I suck.
I got 0.
Yeah, apparently you didn't say anything. Also,
well, I said that I thought that Black Widow was going to betray them. And it was a point where I thought she was going to, but eh.
Nah. Okay, well, I'm going to give you an honorary point for that. He also says, P.S., thanks for the advice regarding the third date. He was the one that asked about what he should
do. Oh, he was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He says,
you're welcome.
He said, got a home run, which I think we can infer what that means. All right.
When you were inside, did you go, why are you inside? You go, Hail Hydra. Is that what you did when you were doing that?
Say Hail Hydra when you come.
Yes, Hail Hydra.
Did you put like a little Red Skull mask on and just always fucking her? Hail Hydra.
Yeah, because that's what every chick wants to see when they're getting fucked. Red Skull.
Say Hail Hydra, Hail Hydra, Hail Hydra.
That don't look good.
You know something, chicky, if you cut off my penis, you grow the pain. Just keep going.
Christ.
This is kind of a weird question, but what is the worst vacation and the best vacation you've ever been on from Patrick?
Who's asking this crap?
A listener.
Every fucking week, someone asks the most stupidest questions.
Well, it's funny because when I gave out the email, all of a sudden now we get these dumb emails.
That's why.
But apparently, some of them are actually not bad.
That's not a bad question. It's a kind of an off-topic question considering that we talk about comic book movies and exactly. Everything like that. But, yes, okay.
Well, Okay, we'll start with Lucas. Lucas, what was your worst vacation you've ever
been on? What was my worst vacation? I don't know if I've had a worst vacation. I've had a best vacation, but think about a worst one. Best one I would have to say would be, and my fiance went down to Disneyland. That was probably one of my best. We had a lot of fun at Disneyland. And actually, like, as a couple, Disneyland isn't as good as, like, Universal Studios. I actually like Universal Studios more than Disneyland. I don't know why. It just, I liked it more.
Did you get a little too close to Mickey Mouse?
I got a little... No, all the way around, man. Mickey Mouse got a little too close to me. I felt his little tail between my legs. I'm like, yeah, that's enough of that, Mickey Mouse.
Fuck off, Mickey.
It's the worst vacation ever. I can't think of a worse... I have never been on vacation where, like, man, this fucking sucks. I don't think... I know people have had worse vacations. I've heard of Mexican vacations going up shit creek, but I've never really had a worse vacation. My vacations have always been good.
Okay. So, what about Alex? Do you have a best and worst vacation?
I don't fucking know.
When you graduated with a girl, that was your best vacation, right?
Yeah, there we go. There best go. And worst vacation because she left.
That was a bad
She thing. Was probably a Hydra agent now that I think about it.
I got inside, guys. Okay, hail Hydra.
She was Madam Hydra.
Madam Hydra.
There you go. Best vacation I've ever been on is probably Mexico. Because, like, Mexico, I just went there and I did fucking jack shit for 2 weeks. Just drank.
That's awesome. The best vacation ever.
Yeah. Well, when you live, you know, by yourself or whatever, and you're, you know, cooking and cleaning by yourself the whole time, when you go down there and they're like, don't worry, we'll do it for you. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome.
So it was just a bunch of consuelas.
Pretty much. Sir, you puked in the room. No, that was the other guy.
that was the other white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was a white guy that did it. You might see him around here. He's one of, like, the hundreds of white guys here. No, I did get really sick down in Mexico. But it was still fun, you know. Worse, one time I went to Salt Spring Island, which is just off of the Vancouver coast. And I slept for the whole weekend. I don't know how I did, but I did. I basically went there. The girlfriend I was with at the time, we just crashed. I woke up on Sunday and we're like, oh, we got to go back now. And I'm like, I just slept that whole weekend. It was weird.
Oh, well, at least you got to sleep.
Yeah. It was just kind of weird because I wanted to do stuff there. I ended up going back and actually doing things there. But it was just kind of weird. You go, like, all the way over there across the ferry and everything, and then you get there and you're like...
All right. Wow, that was an interesting sell.
Okay. We got one. This question definitely takes the cake. I was telling guys in the Facebook message that I'm pretty sure this is Baron who sent this. Who?
Baron von Stucker?
Baron. Baron. You know which Baron I'm talking about.
Yeah, Hydra?
Definitely not that Baron. Hello, Curtis, Lucas, Alex, and Jordan. I've been seeing this girl for over a year, and in that time,
oh, questions.
We've never done the deed.
Fucking hell.
We've got. What?
First of all, done. Okay, no, stop. First of all, if you've not done the deed over a year, what the fuck?
Oh, we're gonna. You're gonna. Just hold on. I've read this already. This gets real fucked up quick. We've gotten close, but either she's been telling me it's not the right moment, or something else comes up. We were partying with friends a few weeks back and both got drunk. I told her that I really wanted to get with her and she dragged me into her bedroom.
Okay.
But after a few minutes, I found out that she's a
what? Transvestite. This can't be real. No.
So what's the question? So what is the question?
So this is... Yes, I've been dating a transvestite for a year.
What is the question?
I'm not too sure what to do. If I break up with her, then my friends will know that she was a tranny. And I'll never hear the end of it. Also, She's a great person, and on an emotional level, I'd hate to see her go. Thoughts? Thanks, Alan.
What thought, Elijah?
Either someone's like trolling us, or this is real. If it's real,
obviously this is not real.
Are we? Do you want to take this as real? Because I will.
We should, in case this actually is real.
Okay.
Well, why would your friends know she's a tranny if you two break out? That's what I want to know.
Dude, did you notice the Adam apple in the mouth? Or, like, say, like, something between the legs? Like, come on, man, you should notice things.
Yeah, like, weren't you ever just groping her? You're like, huh, is that my dick or hers? I don't know what to say.
Wouldn't you notice that she pees standing up?
Here's the thing. If you connect with her on an emotional level, I guess that means you're into trannies. So what's the deal if you date a tranny? If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. Go for it. There you go.
Wow. I don't know, because I'm really on the fence about trannies. I don't think... Like, I get that everybody has their rights for whatever, but, like, for people who want to change around their sex, it just seems so indifferent for me. It's like, but okay, but if you want... But you could just be gay, but you don't want to be gay, you want to be a girl? That doesn't make any fucking sense anymore.
The world's just too confusing for you, Lucas.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I would just, honestly, dude, I think it would be a good story for you to tell your children that it's not the tranny. So run away.
Maybe don't tell them that you were together for a year.
Lucas, it's like how you want to be a wizard. It's the same thing.
It's never going to happen. Is that the same one you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can try and be a girl, but it's not gonna happen.
Oh my gosh, Alan!
You get it.
You can cut your dick off. You know, you can plastic surgery, do all that crap.
But you're still a dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't get why they're asking for rights. It's like, but what? But just aren't you just on another level of gay? Like, I don't get it. Like. No!
Oh, God.
Literally, when I see a tranny, I have to laugh because that just looks weird.
It's so obvious that it's a girl. A guy.
Or vice versa, yes. Yeah. It's so weird to look at. It's just like, why? If you like guys, why don't you just be gay? Like, or if you like girls, be a lesbian. Like, I don't understand.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Reviews are in on Spider-Man or The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And
they're mixed.
For fuck's sake!
Either people say it's complete shit.
Or you mean like last movie?
Yeah.
I was looking forward to this movie. What the fuck?
If you're a Spider-Man fan, if you're a hardcore Spider-Man fan, you're gonna fucking hate it. Just like Star Trek, the new Star Trek. If you're just like, I just like Spider-Man. I like watching web swinging and like that kind of crap. Like, yeah, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
I'll wait to see it. I'm gonna see it. Comes out next week in Australia, so.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It's not too bad. I don't know.
And I'll wait and I'll give my opinion on it.
It's like May 4th or something like that out here, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not gonna see it.
We get it early.
I'm not seeing that movie.
Damn it. So what? I'm gonna do the review by myself.
Pretty much.
And tell you how shit or how good it is.
No, you can spoil it as much as you want for me. I don't fucking care.
It would be funny if you're like, I give this movie 10 out of 10, bros. What do you guys think? We're all gone.
Okay. Well, me and Jordan can review it. Yeah. If he doesn't get off his lazy ass.
You fucking stoner. Piece of shit, motherfucker. Okay. Do you guys have any weird news stories this week?
Well, something just popped up right now. Not weird, but hang on, let me find it again.
You can't talk about the tranny, because we just addressed that.
Yes, that was a fucking weird news story.
By the way, if you want to send us questions, you can send us questions at 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com and try to keep them normal.
Yes. But let's face it, this is not a normal podcast.
No, it's not.
We're so unprofessional.
Breaking news. Charizard's playable in Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Like not with just the Pokemon trainer?
No, apparently just Charizard by himself.
Oh.
Beep, 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 beep. Is that the noise I do?
Yeah.
Okay, breaking news. Lucas Art...
Breaking news, both you guys are douches.
Lucas Art, not this Lucas, the actual George Lucas, cancels a Star Wars Darth Maul game that was inspired by Arkham Asylum.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I gotta say, Darth Maul was probably one of the best things about the prequels.
Yeah.
And he was gonna have a video game, and now, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
God damn it, LucasArts. Canceling all these fucking games. Like, he canceled that fucking Boba Fett game.
Okay. Sure. I don't know what else to say. That's it? Yeah, oh, weird news story. I gotta bring up my weird news story.
I got one.
Yeah.
A woman spends $25,000 to make herself look like Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And the thing is, she looks nothing like Jennifer Lawrence.
It's like she goes up to Jennifer Lawrence. Don't we look alike? No, not really.
No, you spent $25,000 for nothing. She even wanted to get, like, the same, like, boobs shape as hers.
Oh. She does have nice tits, I'll say that much.
She does have nice tits. Have you seen, what was that fucking movie? Where she's with Bradley Cooper. Wait, that's every fucking movie she's in.
Oh, the one where they're crazy?
Yeah, that one. Oh, her tits were great in that.
And she was also, like, a really psychotic slut in that one. She's like, you want to fuck
me? Yeah, yeah.
You want to fuck me? And I'm like, I would. I don't
I would. Oh, if I was Bradley Cooper, the shit I would do to her.
And he's like, no, I gotta wait for my wife. And I'm like, you're fucking right. You'd be on that. You know you would. So Evelyn Hamilton allegedly calls the cops because she wants to complain about the quality of the weed she bought from her dealer. Now, unsurprisingly, the police arrested her because she was in possession of marijuana.
Was she high when she did this? Of course.
Probably. What I find so funny is that she calls the cops to complain about the quality of her weed. It's like, hey, cops.
Hang on.
You know, that's like, what?
That's like me calling the cops complaining about the quality of my child pornography.
This kid's too old, man. It's not cool. Police in East Texas have arrested a woman after she called them to complain about the quality of the marijuana she had purchased from a dealer. Lufkin Police Sergeant David Casper said Monday that an officer went to the home of 37-year-old Evelyn Hamilton to hear her complaint that the dealer refused to return her money after she objected that the drug was substandard. Casper says she pulled the small amount of marijuana from her bra when the officer asked if she still had it. She was then arrested on Friday with a charge of possession for drug paraphernalia. Hamilton said Monday she spent $40 on seeds and residue. She says she called police when she had no satisfaction from the dealer's family. So sorry. But that's just stupid. You don't call the cops when your dealer gives you bad weed.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Lucas, you have one?
I did. I can't remember what it was. I think it was on Facebook was the link.
Yours was on Facebook. Oh, with the Japanese Penis Festival.
Oh, yes. That's basically what it was. Japan had a penis festival.
Really?
That's all it is, basically, is that they were having a parade. Basically, you see a parade with phallic symbols in the middle, and everybody's like, hooray, the penis! We love men's Japanese penises! Hooray! The funny thing was that all the parade Japanese penises were either pink color or white color. So I don't know what they're supposed to be up with that shit.
Yeah. Oh. Also, too, apparently, somebody down in Texas, all this weird shit happens in Texas, but a Texas couple euthanized something that they believed was the chupacabra.
The chupacabra.
The chupacabra. You mean like the Bigfoot and shit?
Yeah, like chupacabra is basically like a hairless dog that basically, you know, vampire is like a vampire for animals.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. The shit you Americans believe in.
Yeah. Anyways. By the way, we're not recommending shit anymore because fucking Amazon's a piece of fucking shit.
What? So they just canceled us.
Yeah, they're like, nobody's actually getting what you recommend. Like, fuck you.
Well, fuck you, Amazon.
Yeah, fuck you, pieces of shit. Cunt.
Yeah.
You fucking
I'm never gonna buy from you again. Fuck you, Amazon.
If you even give me discount on groceries, I'm not gonna fucking buy from you, pieces of shit. Fucking cocksucking motherfuckers. Anyways, we'll find something else to do, I'm sure. Give me some time.
Everyone start a Twitter trend. Fuck Amazon.
Fuck Amazon.
Hashtag fuck Amazon. So come on, let's start it.
Hashtag, you know, Hail Hydra at that point.
Yeah, do both of those in the same
going way. On. I'm going on Twitter right now. I'm going to start this shit.
You put fuck Amazon, Hail Hydra. Okay, well... Since you're not gonna we won't recommend anything this week. We'll also say rate and review us on iTunes. That's pretty easy to do. You know, just
a click of a fucking button.
Yeah, and you know, you guys will be a lot nicer to us than Amazon was. So, you know, there's that too. Give us like a 5-star review and then just write whatever you want. I don't care if you write
hashtag
like jack shit.
Fuck.
Actually, too.
Amazon. There we go.
This is funny. I gotta see this. That's good. That's awesome. All right. Well, for 3 Angry Nerds, we'll be back next week. I don't know what we're gonna do next week. We might do a... I want to do a movie commentary because we haven't done one of those in a while, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I want to start later. Yeah. So I can fucking get up in time.
Alright.
Alright. Peace out, douchebags.
Bye-bye.